So let's try to conclude this message and then we will close and go. We're picking our text to continue the topic we have been taking on how to operate the gift. After the baptism of the Holy Ghost, gifts begin to operate. And it's necessary that we teach you how to serve God with the gift He gave you. So we are continuing today and we're picking our sermon text for today to continue with 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Those of you who were not here on Friday, I took a teaching that I titled, what was the title? Say It Proudly to the Shame of Those Who Couldn't Come Here Last Friday. What is the topic again? The rapturing faith. Now, for today, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The last verse there is verse 30. Verse 31, just for a text. Verse 31, it says, but after he has spoken about all the gifts, the various type of gifts, Saint Spirit with different operations, and he says, but covet earnestly the best gifts. You should covet it. Covet the best gifts. And yet, show I unto you a more excellent way. A more excellent way. Concerning serving God, there is an excellent way to serve Him. And that is why we stopped last on this topic. And that excellent way, one of it is chapter 13. Of that 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 1 up to the last verse, verse 13, where it says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. And I showed you the power of operating your gifts in love and with love. That was my emphasis the last time. And that is the excellent way that he was trying to let us know how to make your gift effective. How to make your gift to edify the body of Christ. To comfort a child of God. To exhort the members of the body of Christ. For that is what your gift is supposed to achieve. The gift that God gave every one of us is supposed, verse 3 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says, it's given to edify, to comfort, and to exhort. If whatever you're using that gift to do does not achieve any of these three, you are not operating the gift properly. That's the whole essence of teaching. And I try to let you know the anointing, the power, the grace that goes in operating that gift with love. When I made reference to what William Branham spoke in the sermon he titled The 11th Commandment, he tried to let us know the power of love. For God so loved the world, it produced His saving grace. See what love has done. It was out of love that Christ went to the cross and died to save somebody. When you get into the feeling of somebody and decide to join that person to remove that problem from the person, that is where the anointing is. It's not the first thing you do. It's not the amount of screaming you scream at a demon that makes the demon go. But there is a grace that flows when you operate that gift in love. When you go into the feeling of that person. This person, see what he's suffering. See her age, no husband. See her pregnant. And the devil wants to mess her up. See him, nothing is working for him. A man in this age, no family yet, no husband, no child. See so-so person, no house. Is begging to eat. Oh Lord, when you pick that person's case in that estate and pray for that person, testimony must follow. It's a secret. That is the excellent way of operating that gift. And I use this opportunity to emphasize again that we should stop all this. You know, if you are not gifted, don't, you know, I don't even know how to say it, because it's something, it's a big wonder to me. You know, why everybody wants to be a prophet? You know, until they impersonate it. You don't have a gift. You don't have a gift, and you cannot be a Christian without a gift. Stay in your gift. Now, listen. Please, in this ministry, stop it. And the problem I keep saying is that those of you who are the receiving end of this nonsense, you don't report. You have the pastor's numbers. You have the minister's numbers. You will not report. Then you allow that spirit to strive in our midst. Take, for instance, the type of prophets that are bound in churches, and many of them are in this church. Then they see you every day, no revelation, until you stand to give a testimony. Then they begin to bring revelation along your line of your testimony. You are pregnant, they didn't give you revelation about that, your pregnancy. When it was only 3 months, nobody knew you were pregnant. Until the pregnancy is 8 months. That is when they are giving you revelation concerning this, your pregnancy. You are testifying that you have visa to travel. That is when they are coming to you to say, the devil say, if you travel, you will not make it. Every time their revelation comes from what you have spoken or what they have seen physically concerning you. And they want to parade themselves as gifted people. Why do you do that? Don't operate your gift that way. Stop it. You didn't see revelation concerning the sister's marriage until you began to see a brother around her. Then you are going to tell the sister. The Lord say there is something you are into. That decision you want to take. Then all those stupid, funny. In fact, you are witches. And I give that brother, there's nothing gift in it. Brethren, praise the Lord. They released. Somebody just sent 20 container load for me for free. And said, oh, praise God. Then they will come, brother. The Lord said that you need prayer in your shop. Why you don't see that prayer until I can't testify? You know what you are looking for. Stop that. That's not how to operate a genuine gift. I show you a more excellent way. Let's go on. How you are supposed. We will read some scriptures. We are going to read scriptures. Write them down. Go back and study and let the Bible talk to you. Because I have just some 45 minutes to round up this message. for today. In fact, forever. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and I'll read it from verse 1. This is how Apostle Paul also teach us how to operate this wonderful grace that God pours upon his people. The first 7 verses. He says, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. How? With all lowliness and meekness. We seek to be like Jesus. He says, serene and holy, obedient, lowly. On earth I long to be like him. Remember, that is our destiny. We shall operate our gift with all lowliness and meek, be meek. With long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Endeavor to keep it, keep the unity of the Spirit. How? In the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Every one of us, God looks at us and gives us a measure. The measure that is given to you, operate with that measure. He gave 1, 5. He gave 1, 3. He gave 1, 10. The one he gave you is what you will account for. Operate it. But with lowliness, humility, meekness. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 from verse 3. Let's read it up to verse 16. Romans chapter 12 from verse 3 up to verse 16. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. How? According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Boast within your measure of faith. The measure of grace given to you. Don't jump up. I've seen some people here who have grace. Hallelujah. I've seen some of you here who believe you have grace in the Spirit. Fire will burn you. It has happened several times. Under anointing, they will go to Moses where they sit down for which chair for here. I go sit down. They look at them. After, I go send for the person. What happen when you go, they hold you, they don't feel hold you, you go, they disturb that man for which year? Your grace will not reach for a person for which year to stand up. Why did they go there? He don't die, na lie. He go rise. Let's go. Which much worry? Do you have the grace for a dead person to come back to life? Why are you going to disgrace yourself there? Then people will be giving me revelation. Pastor, you are the one limiting yourself. You are the one limiting yourself. God said he wants to use you to raise this one. And then I go stand up. based on what you're telling me, Abby. Moses, rise! And camera, they look at me, the whole world, they look at me. Rise! They go, turn, they look at me. I go, by force, push her up. Stand up. When she won't catch me, I'll say, see, you're the one that don't have faith. Cripple, not get faith. You know what work, Abby? Stay within the grace. See, when you see me talk to somebody, talk to a case, it's because I know my grace reached that level. It's not empty post. Let's continue verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Don't go and give somebody date when you did not receive date. Don't try to call somebody's name when God didn't give you a name. Amen. So that they will say, you serve you day. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Don't go into deliverance if you are a teacher. Stay, leave. Okuduli to do deliverance. Okuduli cannot teach. Okuduli, don't come and start teaching Godhead. You mess it up. But if it's family deliverance, and because Okuduli went and uprooted, you said, if you go uproot, you are finished. You are finished. When that devil deal with you, then you will know the difference between measure of faith. You do it because other people do it. Okudili did it. Then they buy him car. Hey! Okudili. Me too. Me too. Stop that. Which verse am I, sir? Verse 8. Or he that exhorted on exhortation, don't go into mystery. Just come and exhort us to push life going. Tell us that he can do it. He has done it before. Tell him that he never changes. That is exhortation. Tell us that this sickness is not unto death. And exhort us to keep us going. Don't begin to go to the book of Daniel. Begin to go to the book of Revelation. Your faith, your own grace, never reached that area. You mess it up. Or he that exhorted an exhortation, he that giveth. If you are in the ministry of giving, let him do it with simplicity. Not with pride. Let everybody know, say, Nami sponsored that marriage. In fact, Nami they keep them. Nami they keep them. Nami they keep them. The people who have the grace for giving, they don't even announce. They don't even let people know it. They don't even know it. As a young girl that lost her father recently. And they are thinking that her education will be terminated now that the father is gone. And I told my wife, my own wife, all these years, so is yesterday. I don't know whether it's yesterday or this morning. I was telling her, when she was talking, I said, the girl has nothing to lose other than the affection of a father. I have been the one taking care of her. I've been the one paying her school fees. My wife said, Now today she knows. After all these years. I'm not using that as an example. If you're a giver, givers don't announce it. Nobody coming to tell you, I'm the one doing that, I'm the one. Okay, this is me and my wife now. When the father was alive, she thought it was the father that was paying the school fees. And I said, no, I'm the one. Praise the Lord. Verse 8. He that exhorted, an exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. Simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy, show it with cheerfulness. Praise the Lord. And when you're exercising love, let love be without dissimulation. That is, don't do it with hypocrisy. Abort that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. In operating your gift, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. See where I am going now? In honor. Do what? Preferring one another. You are a prophet. Another prophet is standing. Even if it is true that you seem higher in grace than the person, hallelujah, look at that person and say, you are better than me. Look at that person and say, no, I'm not better than you. You are a better teacher than me. You are a better prophet than me. Go ahead. Go ahead. In honor, preferring one another. All this is competition. 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 Because Prophet Sunday, go to Jayola to go and tell Jayola, I have message. Then Prophet Timothy is sitting down. Is he say, did I say Sunday one fly? Me too. It's a take off. Jayola, me too. I get message. Me too. I get message. I'm using as an example. Timothy, I'm not saying they do like that too. I just use example. Because there are some requests. I have message that by the spirit of discernment I will know it is not message, it is for vainglory. It is competition. And when you do that, the Holy Ghost is not happy. He's not happy. There was a time in this church that gifted brethren, we are fighting over customers. It happened in a ministry like this. Upon all this teaching, what they teach now? So some people don't have ear to hear, so stop it. You will not progress. Your life, your ministry will not move forward. See, once grace is given to you, once a gift starts, you enter class one. God will watch to see how faithful you are with that little that has been given to you. Then you qualify to enter class two. There is nobody, very rare, except God don't want to do it one time and that's all. But if he's going to take you to a grace as a minister to raise the dead, you don't start that grace with raising the dead. You will start it from one headache, from one stomach pain, from one leg pain, from one this thing, like that. Like that. You continue to increase. Continue to increase. And that's why some people remain stagnated. Instead of moving forward, the small light they have will even be quenched. I'm teaching you now a more excellent way of operating that gift. Praise the Lord. Which verse am I? Let me finish it. Preferring honor, in honor, that is in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, that's what I'm talking about. Laziness. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. You are not serving man, you are serving the Lord. In operating that gift, rejoicing in hope. Hey, I tried to meditate on this statement. Rejoicing in hope. Which hope? hope of the reward we have, and hope of reward we have both here and hereafter. There is nobody that God will use and dump. When you have that confidence, you continue blessing the people, serving the people. I was saying this to gifted people. I repeated it to some gifted sisters yesterday, and I'll continue to say it. I said, those of you, I said, this prayer that people go and fast, Lord, favor, Lord, I don't know, I don't have favor, Lord, grant me favor, 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 favor. See, the truth is this. Everyone that has a gift to minister to the body, to minister to people, that gift that God has given you, He has given you that which will give you favor. Therefore, praying for divine favor is an unscriptural prayer. In fact, God will not hear you. If you want favor and you have a gift, operate that gift the way it should be operated. And God, as long as you minister to the need of the people, 100 of them you minister to may not remember to come and say thank you. But one day will come. And what that one person will do for you, those 100 people put together, they will not be able to meet that this one will do for you. Why did he say rejoicing in hope? Because you have this revelation that one day God will settle me, because he has given me something to serve him with. He will not leave me like that. And that is what propels you to serve. You don't answer a call because I know if I go, I will get money chopped this week. Therefore, anybody wake up, will not get money. You, I beg. I beg, I beg, I beg, I beg. I beg, I beg, I beg. Where are you going? A politician call you from Abuja. Then they are calling you that your group member is in the hospital. He's sick. Oh, he's sick. They want you to come. I'm going to gather money. Make them go treat them. You are saying, your church member, you say you'll be pastor. Your church member, Pastor Moses, your church member is sick. Oh, then one politician called me, say, make a come bless him for election where they come. Then I they take off. I beg, and they go Abuja. Zoe? They go. I mean, which verse are they? That is how some people run their ministry. Rejoicing. Which verse is every day? 12. In hope. We have hope. We have hope. Patient in tribulation. With tribulation, the fact that you are suffering one thing or the other does not mean God has forgotten you. Therefore, be patient. Your time is coming. I say your time is coming. I say it again. Your time is coming. What is the evidence? The evidence is that other people are testifying now. So my own time is coming. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Don't give up. Distributed to the necessity of saints. Given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. And weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Brother assembly. Mind not high things. It creates problem. It creates problem. Minding high things. Because you don't have a heart of contentment. High things. Which gift? That one, that brother get, where I no get, is using jeep. Me, before this year finish, me I will use double jeep. Haba, you be thief? Are you planning to rob? mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Let's read another scripture. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. I did not stress why I actually read this scripture. It's about this preferring in honor, preferring one another. That is, be in the business of lifting up people. Be in the attitude of lifting up people. Be in the attitude of lifting up people. There are people that have the ministry of bringing down people. When you see light, don't quench it. When you see grace anywhere, encourage it. Don't be jealous of anybody. Nobody can take your position. We are lively stones prepared by the Father for the building of the temple of God, for the habitation of God. Predestinated seed. And everyone has a position to fit in. There will be no schism. There will be no jealousy. You cannot take my place. I cannot take your place. I can only help you achieve your purpose. You help me to achieve my own purpose. I lift you up, you lift me up. Hallelujah. When you do that, then you are unstoppable. If you are in the business of lifting up, then God will keep you up to continue to lift up. If you are in the business of pulling down, then you will remain down to continue to pull people to your level. Praise the Lord. And so when I made a statement recently, I hope you understood me. Because I have too many enemies who will twist anything I say so that they will have reason to criticize me. When I say that no minister working under me will be greater than me in grace, I was saying it because I am in the business of lifting them up. That is the reason. As long as I encourage you to allow you to use your gifts, allow you. Amen. There is a church Pastor Elvis went to recently. And he was saying that none of the workers is allowed to give his phone number to a visitor. And no other person is supposed to minister there. Because some other people that he was promoting, one of them left. And he is now a big name in Cameroon. And they think they pay this man. So he was raising him before to serve him. Not for the body of Christ. But in this church, no. There's something that the IT department are preparing now to be showing on the screen to let you know about the church, who is who in the church, the group leaders, the various groups, their leaders, and their phone numbers. Feel free to call them. They are for you. Meet them. They are for you. Meet us. How can I be a pastor and not want people to call me? But they will take advantage, and then when they leave, people will follow them. Why do you not want people? I'm saying this for one pastor maybe listening to me. You do so because you are not sure of your own calling. If any minister here lives here to go and start a church and you follow him, that is evident. That is your shepherd. It means I am not your shepherd. And all of you that I am not ordained as your shepherd, you are the one creating problem for us in this church. Convert. You don't go convert. Change. You don't go change. All the nonsense happening as I preach you so. Ask them after service. Abel, what is the text of today's message? They will ask you, Pastor, say anything. Nothing, nothing. Instead of growing, you'll be hearing funny, funny things around them. All these gifts that I'm talking, how to operate gifts now. All the mistakes I'm trying to correct. They are, as they talk, instead of them to repent, they will say, I know na me they talk. I know that one na you people. Oh yes, she. So God will just anoint one prophet who doesn't even know Malachi for John 3:16 to go and start a church. Once they go, you see them, they will run and go there. And then some people who don't are not revelated, they will be pitying Pastor Moses. So that man, that prophet don't go. Yeah. I said, yeah, what? If he belong here, he will be here with us. And everybody must not be here. There are some ministers that only come here for training. When they receive what they have come here for, they go. And they must go. If you don't go, you stay here. God will make sure this place is uncomfortable for you. You better take off and go. Maybe you think, say, we set up church for business. So my business is going down. I am an international preacher. See somebody here, I don't know him. Gave her life to Christ, watching me and listening to me online. That is my ministry. My ministry. If I come here, 20 of you are sitting down here, I will preach with the same force. It means now 20 God you give me. I will only make sure there's nothing I am doing to drive people away. The success of a ministry is not determined by the number of people that sit down to listen to you, but the number of souls that are converted. The number of people that are blessed through that ministry. That's what I want to emphasize.